This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The Taliban said Saturday it expects ongoing negotiations with the United States to conclude Sunday, finalizing a peace deal to end the 18-year-old war in Afghanistan. Taliban spokesman Zabihullah Mujahid told VOA Saturday the two sides are fleshing out the details of a mechanism for U.S.-led foreign troops to withdraw from the country. Taliban officials have said the deal being negotiated would require the insurgent group to open a peace process with Afghan stakeholders to discuss a ceasefire or reduction in attacks against government forces. U.S. officials say the Taliban also would be bound to prevent al-Qaeda from establishing a safe haven in insurgent-controlled Afghan areas and to help defeat Islamic State terrorists operating in the country. Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson says the United States needs to lift trade restrictions on his country if it wants a trade deal. As AP's Shelley Adler reports, trade is expected to be the big issue when Johnson meets with President Donald Trump at the G7 summit in France on Sunday.
Toning down the trade war may be a tough sell, as we heard from President Trump late Friday night.
Our tariffs are working out very well for us. People don't understand that yet. At the same time, China's had the worst year, probably in anywhere from 30 to 50 years, their worst year, and they want to make a deal.
But as Boris Johnson arrived in France for the G7 summit, he told reporters he would press Trump on the trade dispute.
On trade with China and on free trade generally, you betcha, we are absolutely the number.
But you're telling President Trump he should not be escalating the trade war with China.
You bet.
Britain relies heavily on global trade, and that includes China. I'm Shelley Adler.
For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. North Korean state media said Sunday that leader Kim Jong-un oversaw the test firing of a newly developed weapon earlier Saturday. North Korea launched what appeared to be two ballistic missiles into the sea off its east coast. Photos released in state media showed rockets launching from large tubes mounted on the back of a heavy vehicle. The Korean Central News Agency said Kim praised the system as a great weapon and praised the scientists who designed and built it. Analysts said the system appears to be the fourth one developed by North Korea since denuclearization talks stalled at a summit with President Trump in February. South Korea's National Security Council said it is continuing efforts to bring the North back to the talks, but little movement has occurred. The captain of an Iranian oil tanker that's being pursued by U.S. ships says it is now headed for Turkey amid heightened tensions between Tehran and Washington. We get details from AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The crew of the Adrian Darya updated its listed destination in its automatic identification system to Mersin, Turkey, a port city in the country's south and home to an oil terminal. However, mariners can input any destination into the AIS. So Turkey may not be its true destination. Mersin is just over 100 miles from a Syrian oil refinery, where authorities allege the tanker had been heading before being seized off Gibraltar in early July. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Hong Kong police fired tear gas to break up anti-government protests in an industrial suburb Saturday after activists threw gasoline bombs and bricks. Smoke from tear gas continued to linger into the night as police tried to disperse protesters that had regrouped at the Wong Tai Sin MTR station. Thousands of demonstrators, some in hard hats and gas masks, had charged a police station earlier Saturday in the industrial Kwan Tong area. Protesters cut down a smart lamppost because they feared that it was being used for surveillance by Chinese authorities. Hong Kong's government said the lamppost only collected data on traffic, weather, and air quality. Saturday's demonstration was the latest in a weeks-long movement that began with calls to stop an extradition bill, which has been scrapped. It has expanded to include demands for full democracy in Hong Kong.
With final approach having been initiated,
a Russian Soyuz spacecraft failed to dock with the International Space Station on Saturday. NASA said the docking system of the Soyuz spacecraft failed to properly lock on to its target on the ISS. The Soyuz will attempt another docking on Monday. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.